This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News Editor Mark Murphy. Mark, hello.
Hi there, Dave.
Governor Gina Raimondo's decision to accelerate repairs on the 610 connector in Providence apparently means alternate proposals for the highway, including a boulevard, may be out. Our guest is Mr. Scott Wolf, executive director of the nonprofit Grow Smart Rhode Island. Scott, welcome back.
Thanks a lot. Always good to be here.
Now, the governor's announcement came out a good week ago. You've had time to reflect on it, talk with people perhaps about it. What's your reaction?
Well, we were quite disappointed in the governor's initial announcement. We thought it was precluding unnecessarily some creative opportunities to redo the 610 corridor and connector. We're a little bit heartened by the fact that after her initial sort of take-no-prisoners announcement, she offered a follow-up that was a little bit more, sounded a little more receptive to listening to some alternatives to a straight reconstruction of the connector.
But the basic message at that point from the governor was that immediate public safety trumps other discussions.
I think she was presenting, in all due respect to her, and I have a great deal of respect for her, but I think with that formulation, she was presenting a false choice. I think that we can and must adhere to the highest standards of public safety and still be innovative. And if the Huntington Viaduct requires immediate work, then that should happen. But that's not the whole 610 corridor, and that shouldn't preclude creative approaches to much of the rest of the corridor.
Now, this is a big investment, right? I mean, we're talking, what, $400 million? And that money is just to rebuild what's already there. So in looking at other plans, does other money have to somehow be found? Because that was, in fact, the head of the transportation department said that they had hoped to get a federal grant to help with these other planning and construction, and that didn't come through, which also was a factor in, you know, sort of backing away with a different kind of vision. What do you think about that?
I think it's not a foregone conclusion that alternatives to what the governor has proposed are going to cost more than what she's proposed. What the DOT proposed initially as an alternative to a straight reconstruction would have cost more because it involved, having the highway go under a boulevard, and that was a pretty ambitious approach. But I think there are ways to look at incorporating boulevard elements into this redo without necessarily having it be an entire boulevard.
So there would be some local access.
We would certainly hope so, yeah. One of our basic points that we want to make, that we have been making, is that this is a huge investment. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to not only promote good transportation mobility for Rhode Island's residents, but also to enhance economic development and to revitalize some of the neighborhoods in the corridor.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with Scott Wolf, executive director of the nonprofit Grow Smart Rhode Island.
Scott, in talking about sort of re-knitting this neighborhood, you know, a lot of the focus is on Olneyville, which
right.
is, you know, sort of at the base of the hill, across 610, across the railroad corridor. And I'm wondering, you know, if this road has been in place for 50 years and the railroad has been in place for even longer, just how knitted was it originally to, you know, if you look at, say, Federal Hill?
Well, I think Olneyville Square decades ago was a gathering place for people from not only Olneyville, but from other parts of the city. And so I do think there was more vibrancy decades ago. I think some of that vibrancy is returning to Olneyville. And that's one of the reasons why we're so concerned about having a project that enhances that momentum as opposed to thwarting it in any way. So whether or not it was a well-knitted neighborhood decades ago is not necessarily that relevant to what should happen next. And what I think is very relevant is that Olneyville is starting to get more vibrant and that Olneyville neighborhood is still one of the most economically disadvantaged neighborhoods in the state, and therefore should get some special attention and not be marginalized as it has tended to be in the past.
Is it the end of putting out alternative plans for that 610 footprint, or could this discussion continue?
Oh, I think this discussion could continue. I think there's enough sentiment and energy behind seeking some innovative alternatives that it's going to continue. I don't think it's going to continue endlessly, and we don't want any of inordinate delays in the process. But it also is important for your listeners to understand that even under the governor's kind of fast-track proposal, it's a four-year construction period. So this is not all going to happen immediately, even if the governor gets everything that she has proposed.
Okay, we'll have to wrap up this discussion. Our bottom line guest has been GrowSmart Rhode Island Executive Director Scott Wolf. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, as always, to Providence Business News Editor Mark Murphy.
Great, as always, to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.